New
Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We do have a quorum. Representative Fenton, did you get a chance to review the minutes?
Madam Chair, I did, and I moved the minutes of April 25th, 2016.
Thank you. Representative Fenton has moved the minutes of April 25th. Are there any questions, discussion points? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are adopted. I move the calendar for the day Thursday, April 28th, 2016. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is approved. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to this bill is now in place. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 3255 and that it be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Representative Knobloch, could you come and explain your bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. House File 3255 ratifies the labor contract for several different labor plans. The Minsky Administrative and Service Faculty, the Interfaculty Organization, the Minnesota State College Faculty, the Minsky Personnel Plan for Administrators, basically the four Minsky plans, and then the Office of Higher Education Personnel Plan and the Residential Academies.
Thank you. Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I just had a question. There's three different contract bills that are on the agenda for today. How are they going to come together at the end? Is the plan to run them all separately and negotiate them all separately, or is it to pull them all together, if the Representative Knobloch knows that?
Representative Knobloch?
Representative Thiessen, I'm not sure if I know that, but as you know, any bill that passes the House or Senate is eligible for a conference committee, and I would certainly think that one possibility is that they would be together in some conference committee at the end, but I don't know that there's been any sort of set plan decided upon at this point.
Well, Madam Chair.
Representative Thiessen.
Thank you. But the plan is to have the three bills heard individually on the floor?
Madam Chair, Representative Thiessen, I would believe so, because we have three bills traveling separately. And this is, you know, I guess, at least in my experience, this isn't unusual. I mean, last year I carried the Minsky bills as well as a couple of other contracts that were kind of left over from mediation the year before, and this year I'm more or less carrying the same thing, the Minsky bills plus a couple of other smaller contracts.
Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I guess I should have been clear. So the plan is not to combine them in Ways and Means, which would be the way you could do it before you get to the floor. But it doesn't sound like that's your plan.
Representative Thiessen, no, that's not my plan.
Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails.
Thank you,
Representative Knobloch. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 3584 and that it be re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee. Representative Cornish is here to briefly explain his bill. Welcome to the committee.
I got to stand up so you can see me. Madam Chair, members, House File 3584 is a labor contract ratification for the old group that I used to be in when I negotiated for part of the union. It's the Conservation Officers, State Troopers, Bureau of Criminal Apprehension Agents, Correctional Guards, Fugitive Apprehension Task Force, and the Gambling Enforcement Agents, and it provides a 2.5% cross-the-board increase and some performance-based increases also, and here to answer any questions you might have.
Discussion? Any questions, members? Thank you, Representative Cornish. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Thank you, Representative. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 3585 and that it be re-referred to the Committee on State Government Finance. Representative Drazkowski, if you could briefly explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, members, House File 3585 includes four
negotiated labor agreements, the AFSCME, MAPE, Middle Management Association of Minnesota Nurses, and two compensation plans, the commissioner's plan, the managerial plan, and also includes three small labor reform provisions as well.
Any discussion? Representative Freiberg.
Could Representative Drazkowski explain what those small labor reform provisions are?
Representative Drazkowski, although keep in mind that this will have to go through state government finance and ways and means as well, and so we don't really traditionally debate these, but okay. Please feel free to answer the question, Representative Drazkowski.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Freiberg, the bill includes three items. One is a paycheck protection provision that requires that campaign spending by a union come out of one account, an account into which union dues cannot find their way to. And then one that adjusts the approach in the Subcommittee on Employee Relations so that it actually requires a majority vote instead of a tie vote in order to provide interim approval for a contract. And then one to provide, the third provision provides additional details and requirements of the government around how to express and notify people of the public about labor negotiations in order to fully respect and implement the current law that says that labor negotiations have to happen in public.
Senator Freiberg, no. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion prevails.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Drazkowski. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 3925 and that it be re-referred to civil law. Representative Hackbarth, if you could explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The 3925 is a redo of the IRRRB. It takes into consideration the Office of the Legislative Auditor to change how the IRRRB operates. We remove the board and replace it with a commission similar to the LCCMR.
Thank you.
It also, and Madam Chair, I should also say that it does address the potential constitutional issue as well.
Thank you very much. Any discussion? Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Hackbarth. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 3944 and that it be re-referred to the General Register. Representative Sanders, could you briefly explain your bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, this is an amendment to the law that was passed last year regarding radon licensure. It moved quickly and briefly through government operations. It's been amended. I believe it's now non-controversial. The department has signed off on the language that's in the bill, and we're just looking for options to make sure that we can get this common sense legislation signed into law.
Any questions? Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Sanders. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 3959 and that it be referred to the Committee on Government Operations and Elections Policy. Representative Smith is here to explain his bill.
Madam Chair, members, good morning. This bill deals with the Real ID 2.0 and it deals with the implementation portion of the federal compliance with Real ID.
Any questions? Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So can you just tell us the path from here?
Representative Smith.
Madam Chair, Representative, the path is going to go to the Government Operations Committee, and then after that, I'm not sure.
Representative Thiessen?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. That's all the business for today. Meeting adjourned.